This week is Parashas Behar Bechol Kosa. We have two parashiyos. It's Parashas Chazak. Chazak, Chazak, Venis Chazek. Let's start by taking note. Just make some observations that it's now been an entire Chumash since the Batei Kinesios and Batei Midrashos have been closed. Almost the entire world. Okay, we started, many people already were not in Shul Parshas Kisisa. Parshas Kisisa by Yaakov Pikudei. We already missed one Chazak, but we've now missed an entire Chumash. Can you imagine? We've missed the entire Chumash Vayikra. We've not been in the Beis HaKnesses together. And it's a very frightening thing to dwell upon. Chazal say that children, when children are learned, when they first begin to learn Torah, they learn, we teach them Chumash Vayikra. The first thing you're supposed to teach a child is Chumash Vayikra. Today, I don't know, many yeshivas don't do this. Maybe they'll learn the first pasuk, but this is what it says in Chazal, Chumash Vayikra. Why Chumash Vayikra? Yovoi tohoirim v'yasoik b'tahiros. Let the children that are pure, the tohoirim, and let them come and busy themselves with matters that relate to tahara. Chumash Vayikra is the chumash of tahara. If you notice, tahara requires a lot of shemira. Anything that is tohar, truma, requires protection, shemira. Vayikra is in the middle of the Torah. The Chamisha Chumshe Torah in the center is Vayikra. It is protected on one side with Bereshis and Shemois, and on the other side with Bamidbar and Devarim. It's not a coincidence. Being that Chumash Vayikra represents Tahara, Tahara has to be fully protected. It's padded. It's kept sheltered by the other Chumashim, the Tahara that lies in this Chumash. And it, in essence, it's like the Bria HaTichon. It's the center shaft of the Torah, the Chumash Vayikra. The Bria HaTichon was Bneis. The other Brichim, that went around the Mishkan, there was no miracle. It went from end to end. There were three different, and on each section there was its own separate Briach. But the Bria HaTichon, Bneis Hoya Oimed, because it was one long briach, which miraculously bent as it got to the end, went along one side, it bent, it went to the other side, it bent, and it came back all the way around. In order to insert the Briach HaTichon, it required a miracle. In essence, Chumash Vayikra is the Briach HaTichon. The principles that are found in Chumash Vayikra are above our Hasagos. No one today can understand what is the purpose of offering a korban. Why do we offer korbanos? How does bringing a korban, an animal sacrifice, how does that affect our neshamos? These are things which are above our understanding, above our seichel. It's the Briach HaTichon that was, it's b'neis. There are things about it that are lemaila mehasogoseinu of our understanding. And it represents the tahara of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael only survive in the zchus of the Hevel Tinoika Shel Beis Rabban, the children. The Hevel Tinoika Shel Beis Rabban is what gives this world kiyum, the purity, the innocence of a child, the tahara, the emunah pshuta is upon which the world stands. And the children, they specialize in Chumash Vayikra. Yovoi tohoirim v'yasek b'taharis. We as adults, we try to latch on to the children. We try to live in their zechus almost. And I don't have anything to say other than just to make the observation to feel the pain of the tzara that we're in, that it's now been an entire chumash which we have not been able to be present in the Beis HaKnesses, in the Beis HaMedrash, in the Mokoim of the Mikdosh Me'at. the makam of the Hashroas Hashchina, the Aron HaKodesh, and all of the beautiful things that come along with Kedusha Beis HaKnesses. And it's not so simple. There's a chazak, v'nis chazek that we are missing from the end of Ayakal Pekudei, and there's a chazak, v'nis chazek that we're going to be missing from Parashas Pichukosai. When we say chazak, v'nis chazek, I will ask you a question. What are we saying chazak, v'nis chazek? Are we saying it for the past or for the future? We finish Chumash Bereishis. Vayisem Oisai Ba'aron, I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, but my school correct me. Vayisem Oisai Ba'aron, they put Yosef in the Aron.
Vayisem Ba'aron
B'mitzrayim. Chazak Chazak V'nis Chazek. Why are you saying Chazak Chazak V'nis Chazek? That because Bereishis is over? Is the Chazak Chazak V'nis Chazek going back on the past? That you shall strengthen yourself, everything that you've learned and studied from the beginning of the Bereishis until the end of the Vayechi, you shall fortify yourself? Is that why you're saying Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek? Or are you saying, okay, we've gone through Bereishis, but guess what's coming next? Shemois has come. Ve'ele, Shemois, B'nei Yisrael. Oh boy, that's not easy stuff. Golos, those are very deep, difficult sugyos. To learn about the Golos of Klal Yisrael, Golos of Mitzrayim, Ma'is Avasim Labanim, now we need to say Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek for what's coming next. Or no, like I said before, maybe the Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek is coming. We've gone through Chumash Bereishis. It wasn't easy. There were a lot of heavy-duty things in Chumash Bereishis. You have to be Mechazek yourself to absorb the lessons of Chumash Bereishis. Is it going on the past? Or is it going on in the future? Okay, what exactly is Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek? The truth really is Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek is for the one who gets the Aliyah, but the way we perceive it today. And the answer is obviously it's both. When we say Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek, Mitzad Echad, we're looking back to the past to absorb the lessons of what we've been through. And we see the road ahead is not so easy. And we need to fortify ourselves for the future. Maybe you break it up, Chazak, Chazak. That's on the past. V'nis Chazek is for the future. Chazak, Chazak goes back on Bereishis. V'nis Chazek goes on Shemois. Likewise, when we finish Shemois, Chazak, Chazak on Shemois, V'nis Chazek on Vayikra. When we finish Vayikra, we look back, Chazak, Chazak on Chumash Vayikra, V'nis Chazek on Chumash Bamidbar. And if this idea is true, if there is a kernel of truth in this idea, what does that mean? It means we've lost out on the chazak, chazak of what we say at the end of Vayikra and the v'nis chazek that we say at the end of Shemos. We've lost out the sandwich when we've missed out on saying chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. We're not together to prepare ourselves for these last 2 months. And now when these 2 months have come to an end, which have affected all of us in ways that we don't even yet understand how deep it has affected our psyche, how many people have left us, how many people are shell-shocked, how many yisaymim, almanos, aveilim, parnosa, and so many different issues, health issues, money issues, that are efsher, it's impossible to even think about. We need chizuk. We need chizuk. We needed to be prepared for this. And now that this has passed, we need therapy in order to deal with it. And unfortunately, we're not together to have that chizuk. We're not together. Tzoras rabim is chatzi nechama. It's true, we're all connected with technology, and we have all of these different things which bring us together, but it's not the same. Ein adoyme, it's not the same when we come together physically. We can look at each other, we can see each other. There's an entirely, there's a dimension of being together in real that is incomparable to all the make-believe technology that brings us together. And it's a painful time to reflect that an entire chumash of tahara has gone by and we've been absent. We have not been present. The center of the Torah, the center chumash vayikra, the b'riach hatichon, has passed us by and we have been absent. Yavoi tohoirim v'yasek b'taharoi applies to us also. Klal Yisrael is also tohar. Where have we been these last 2 months? We've not been present. Not only have we not been present, we have not been able to be mechazek ourselves, to say chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek before this tekufa unfolded, and we've not been able to say chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek in the aftermath of what has unfolded. And we're not even finished yet. No one knows what the future lies. No one knows what's going to be in the future. But we've certainly gone through a very significant period of time. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is obviously speaking to us. He is being toivea. There's no one out there that can tell us why, what, where, how, who. And it's a challenging time. It's a time where we have to have emunah, time to make a cheshvan hanefesh, and just tread water, do the best that we can in our avodas Hashem. Like I told you many times, when you learn the parasha now against the backdrop of everything that's going on, everything is different. Let me give you some examples of how everything now is different when you read the psukim of the parasha. This week we begin with Bahar. We begin with Shemitah. We begin with the parasha of the first Rashi in this week's parasha, and Parashas Bahar is Ma Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. Parasha begins. Vayidabra Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai Lema Rashi. Ma Inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. V'halei kol ha-mitzvos nemru misinai. Why is the mitzvah of Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai? Ella, the answer is, ma Shemitah nemru ki l'loi secha u'prato secha. We know that Shemitah, the klolois and the pratois, v'diktukecha misinai, there were three things. The klal, the prat, and the diktukei ha-mitzvah. Av kula nemru ki l'loi seyem v'diktukehen misinai. Rashi leaves out the Pratim, but everything was also taught me Sinai. Kach Shanuya B'Torah Kehanim. Okay, and there's an explanation of what that means exactly, not to go into the depth of what exactly Rashi is trying to say. Rashi was trying to make a hekesh between Har Sinai and Shemitah. We know that Shemitah, many of the laws of Shemitah let's leave with that. That's the drasha. It's interesting that the world now, the entire world now, is experiencing Shemitah. Okay, we're not counting Shemitah, obviously. There's no Beis HaMikdash. We're not counting Yovel. But we are all now begeder of Shabbos Shabbosoin Yihyeh La'aretz. The word that the governor uses is pause. The president used, the economy is on pause. The world is on pause. Everyone just stop, take a break, and let's figure this out. What is Shemitah? The world, Eretz Yisrael, is on pause. There's no working the land. The economy shuts down for an entire year. Loans are canceled. Debts are canceled. Commerce is not the same. That's what Shemitah is. Are we not now in a tekufa, a global Shemitah? Okay, it's not a halachic Shemitah. I'm not a chasra, but we're now in a matzav of Shabbos Shabbosoin Yihyeh La'aretz. And it doesn't take very much to acknowledge it's a Shabbos LaHashem. The Ribbono Shel Olam has spoken. He has said, it's my world. I call the shots. I want you all to shut down. Everyone, Al Yetze Ish Mimikoimoy Bayoim Hashvi. On Shabbos, the essence of Shabbos is, don't leave your home. Shabbos, Tchum Shabbos, it's not even one of the Melochites, because Tchum, you're not allowed to travel on Shabbos more than 2,000 Amos. You're not allowed to carry from the Yishus HaYachot to the Yishus HaRabim. On Shabbos, you are restricted. Your mobility is severely restricted. We're now in a tekufa of Shabbos, Shabbosoin, Yihye L'Oretz. It's a tekufa of Shabbos LaHashem. And we're living in a tekufa of Shemitah, L'chol Piroteha, V'diktukeha, V'chavonoseha, U'kloloseha. You turn on the television, you turn on the radio, you go online. The Ginnadarshin, every prat, where did it come from? How did it start? Are you immune or you're not immune? You have antibodies, don't have antibodies, it's going to come back again. What happened in the hospitals and v'chulu v'chulu? The rules, the attempt to understand, to cope with this Shabbos on Yellow Aretz, it's being played out in front of the world as Rashi begins. My Shemitah, Nemru, Kililoi Seha, Upratoi Seha, Vidiktu Keha. You turn on the radio, you learn about the Klolim, you learn about the Pratim, and you learn about the Diktukim. You learn about what kind of mask should you get, should you not get. Should you be quarantined? Should you not be quarantined? Should you go on an airplane? Should you not go this, that? Every detail about Shemitah is being presented to the world in front of us. And Ribbono Shel Olam tells us, ha-foichba de-kulaba. The Ershta Rashi, Hashem is telling us, Klal Yisrael, after 8 weeks, and missing out on the Bria Chatichon of the Torah HaKadosha, you recognize something is not right. My message to you is, my inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai, Ella, my Shemitah, just like this episode in the world, this Magefa, this situation, Nemru Kiloseh Protosev Ditukecha Misinai, you should know Af Kulon, everything in your life, every element of your life, Af Kulon, everything that happens in this world from beginning to end, Kulon Nemru Kiloseyan Vidiktukeyan Misinai. You think only Corona? Is Mehashem Yotza Hadavar. Reflect back from the beginning of your life to Emirat Hashem when this is over, what it's going to be when we go forward. Every little detail is Gecheshbent. It's calculated with the Klolim, the Pratim, the Diktukim, everything. This era that you're living through now, it'll be over. It's not going to go on forever. You can't. Can't go on forever. No matter what they say on the news, it can't go on forever. It's going to have to end at some point in time. Absorb the lessons. Absorb it. Let it sink into your psyche, into your blood, into your bones, what we're going through these last 8 weeks and however much longer it's going to last. Let it sink in and remember, just like the world is obsessed. L'chol perotecha v'diktukecha v'chavonosecha v'kloloseha af kulon. It's just a dogma. It's a dogma. In a month or two from now, life's going to have to get back to some degree to normal. Maybe not 100%, but pretty much it's going to have to go back to normal somehow, some way. Remember, Remember the lesson of Parshas Behar. Af kulon. Every detail of your life is calculated. Nemru kiloi seyen v'diktu keyen misinai. It's all min ha-shamayim. Hashem vayered Hashem al har Sinai. Hashem came down. Hashem's presence is here. Every detail. The end of the parasha. I'll give you another mashal of how everything we look at very differently. End of the parasha concludes in this theme. Es shab soisai tishmoiru u'mikdoshi tiro'u ani Hashem. Everyone asks the question, what's the connection? Why does the Pasuk juxtapose the Shmirah Shabbos with the Beis HaMikdash, U'mikdashi tirohu? What's the connection? Why are the two things put together? So Rashi here, does Rashi over here say? Rashi doesn't say anything over here in this Pasuk. But Chazal tell us elsewhere, Chazal tell us the reason why the two are juxtaposed is, well, one answer is that the Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Deiche Shabbos. We had that before. Chazal said that before. We had another passage which we juxtaposed Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. You guard Shabbos. Shabbos has Kedim before the Beis HaMikdash. Eshabsoisai Tishmaru. Make sure you observe the Shabbos. But Al Derech Drush, if we look at this from a homiletic point of view in light against a backdrop of what we're going through, you can say that Hashem, when he wrote this pasuk, is speaking to our generation, is telling us that just like there's a Shabbos in the world, there are seven days in the week, and on the seventh day, Shabbos, you don't go to work. The world shuts down on Shabbos. Amol, it happens where the Batei Kinesios and the Batei Midrashos, the Mikdash Ma'at, also experiences a Shabbos. It's also shut down. It's not functional. The Beis HaMikdash now, the Mikdash Ma'at of Klal Yisrael, is closed for business. It's Saturday. We're closed on Shabbos. We're closed on Shabbos. Normally the shuls are open on Shabbos. But we're living now in a time when the Batei Kinesios, the Batei Midrashos, they're in a matzav of Shabbos. Eshabsoisai tishmoiru, u'mikdashi tirohu. We're homiletically understanding is that there are times when the Mikdash is also experiencing Shabbos. I mean, on the big picture of things, in Golos, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. But at least we had a Mikdash Ma'at. But now we don't even have a Mikdash Ma'at. The Mikdash Ma'at is locked. And the Pasuk concludes, Rabbi Yisai, Hashem says, watch out. Ani Hashem. Just because your Mikdash Ma'at is on strike, is closed on Saturday, it's operating on a Shabbos schedule where the Mikdash Ma'at is experiencing an era, a tekufa of Shabbos, nothing changes. This doesn't mean you can live a life of hefkerus. You don't have to daven. You don't have to have kavana. You can skip around davening and you can misbehave. Ani Hashem. Nemon l'shalem sochar. I'm watching. On Shabbos, when you're in a matziv of al yeitze ish v'mekoymoy, you're locked up and no one sees what you do, right? On Shabbos, you're locked up in your house. Do whatever you want to do. Well, we have Beis HaKnesses. We have a community. We all come together. We're mechazik each other. We see what's going on. But sometimes it comes, and not only is there Shabbos for you, the private individual, or in the world, sometimes there's no community. The community has been shut down. If we can't come to the Beis HaKnesses, the community falls apart very quickly. The Mikdash is in a matzav of Shabbos. The last words of this parasha, Parashas Behar, is Ani Hashem. I'm watching. Don't get carried away. Don't think it's a world of hefker. even when there is no Beis HaKnesses, even when the community is absent, even when things are not the way they're meant to be. Be careful. The Ribbono Shel Olam sees everything that you do. Beginning of the parasha, going back to the beginning of the parasha, there's a very famous question. And you know, this question, now you really, you know, you could, everything, when it's one thing when something is theoretical, but when it's reality, it really stands out. There's a very famous vart. A lot of mafarshim say the same vart. Parasha begins with Shemitah. And in Mitinu Drinin, is that the right expression? Right smack in the middle, it tells you the laws of Oina. Don't do no harm. Oina as mamoin, and Oina as devarim. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'marta lehem ki yisrael aretz asher ani nosin lechem. V'shavas aretz shabos l'Hashem. Oh, Shemitah. Sheishanim. Okay, so right away it starts to begin to tell you about Shemitah. All about the laws of Shemitah. And then right in the middle of Shemitah, it says, B'shnas hayovel hazois toshuvu ish el achuzasoi. Oh, v'chisim kuru mimkor la'am yisecha. Oy, konoy miyaram yisecha. Al toinu ish esa achiv. Don't wrongdo. And then it goes on the next pas later on. V'loitzaynu ish esamiso v'yoreisa me'elokecha ki ani Hashem elokeichem. What? And then it goes back to Shemitah. V'nasati aretz p'spirya v'achaltem l'soiva v'tzivis yis v'rchosi lochem v'ashana hashishis. What's going on? Why smack in the middle of the laws of Shemitah and Yovel does the Torah present the laws of Oinah? I know as mamon and know as devarim. And the Mefarshim all answer is because when there's no parnasa, when you're living in the time of Shemitah, and there's nothing growing in the field, and there's no parnasa, and next year is Yovel, and there's not going to be parnasa next year either, and you have a lot of daigois of what's going to be in the future for the economy, it's only human nature to get nasty. And when you start to deal in business with whatever you got left with your chaverim, it's only natural to have a yetzahara to commit the crime of oino. Oino has mamoin and oino has devarim. It's human nature. When there's no money in the bank, when a person is daigus, what's going to be? What's going to be? I don't have parnosa. I lost my job. Or they've reduce my salary significantly, and I can't make ends meet, and the economy is not the way it was meant to be. It's human nature to start to cheat, to rob, to steal, to commit crimes of Oino Hasmaman, and to be nasty to other people and commit Oino Hasdavarim. I told you that this week I went to the bank. Okay, come to the bank. The bank is almost always empty. There's almost never no one, and every time I go to the bank, there's no one in the bank. It's always empty. And this time I go to the bank. The bank was packed. And you had to even wait online to get in because there was social distancing. And there was tape on the floor where you're allowed to stand. You have to stand 6 feet apart. And there was a person in charge to make sure everyone was standing in the right place. And everyone was wearing masks. And some people who worked in the bank, they were wearing spacesuits. These very elaborate masks. Looks like they were wearing oxygen. Who knows what they were wearing. Everyone was very all worked up. And the mood in the bank was nasty. The people who were waiting online were very mean. There was this nastiness. And understandably why, many people there who are online, I'm talking about non-Jews and Jews also, okay? They were mostly non-Jews because many people there lost their job. Many people there are struggling. And when you come to the place of money, you come to the bank where all the money is, and as you're dealing, obviously you get worked up. And it's just it was a nasty, nasty environment. Why? Because we're living now in a time of Shemitah. And in a time of Shemitah, in a tekuf of Shemitah and Yovel, it's human nature to get nasty and commit, have a nesoyin of Oinoas Dvarim, Oinoas Mammon, when it comes to Mammonis. And that's exactly why the Torah has to write smack in the middle of the parsha of Shemitah and Yovel. Ribbono shel Olam says, I know it's hard. I know. Imoy anochi b'tzara. I know what you're going through. But work on yourself. Be oimed in the nesoyon. Al toinu ish es amisoy. Work on yourself. Be oimed in the nesoyon of oinohas momoin, oinohas devarim, v'yoreisam elokecha. Eine doime shmiel l'riya. You can learn this vart every single year when there's no shmita, when the world is going full gear. Yeah, theoretically, I understand when there's no money, people get nasty. But now, Rabbi Isai, it's for real. The words of the psukim, they leap off the page. We sense the frustration, the difficulty, and it comes out. People act out in many ways. And the Ribbono shel Olam is saying to us, I know what you're going through, but I'm asking you, please work on yourself, behave yourself, be good. Al toinu ish es amisoi, v'yoreisa me'elokecha. And if you'll do this, you don't have what to worry about. The psukim then go on to say, don't worry, v'chi soima man noichal ba'ashona hashvius, hein loy nizrav loy nesav estvuoseinu. And Hashem says, don't worry. Vitzi visi es birchosi. I will give a command to bless you. Vitzi visi es birchosi lochem bashona hashishis. Viosos es hatvua l'shloish hashanim. Ribbono shel Olam says, it's my world. I'm in charge. Just don't worry. Emuna, emuna, emuna. I'll take care of you. You do yours, I'll do mine. Vitzivisi es birchosi bashana hashishis v'asos es hatfua l'shloish hashanim. We're living now in a global Shemitah, a global Yovel. We have the nisyonos of v'chisimku mimkar, and that brings with it, we're guaranteed that when we are oimin in the nisyon, we're guaranteed Hashem is good to His word to give us the bracha of Vitzivisi es birchosi lochem. So we have nothing what to worry about. So let's go to another idea. I want to go to the Teichacha. I want to discuss a few things about the Teichacha. End of the Teichacha, we have a bracha. Bracha is, after all these very, very frightening klolos, extremely frightening klolos, which we're going to talk about, I want to first dwell upon this idea. Hashem says at the very, very end, V'zocharti es brisi Yaakov, V'af es brisi Yitzchok, V'af es brisi Avraham Eskar, V'ha'aretz Eskar. Imagine over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have Rachmanis upon us. Even if Rachman al-Utzlan was necessary for the Techacha to be fulfilled, Hashem will remember the bris of Avraham, of Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And Rashi points out the order. Okay, Rashi discusses the order. Yaakov, relative to Avraham, is called the Koton. Kedai hu Yaakov ha-Koton. The Zechus of Yaakov, if not Yaakov, Yitzchak, if not Yitzchak, Avraham, Hashem will take out the big guns. The big guns here are Avraham, he was the Rosh HaMaminim. I'll remember. And I'll save you. There are many different diyukim in this pasuk, but I want to just focus on one particular diyuk that Rashi points out. Why is it that the word zichira is only mentioned in reference to Yaakov and Avraham, and it's not mentioned in reference to Yitzchak? The zacharti es brisi Yaakov is zichira. But then when it says v'af es brisi Yitzchak, there is no mention. But when it comes to Avraham, the af es brisi Avraham ezkar, and then also there's a fourth zchus, by the way, the zchus of the Oretz. By the way, the Farshim says that the ikus zchus is the zchus of Torah, of Yaakov Avinu. And if the schus of Torah, we don't have that today, there's a schus of tefillah. And if we don't have that, then there's always the schus of gemilas chasadim. And if we don't even have that, we have the schus of the Zionists, the Haaretz Eskar. Just the fact that we have, that we live in the land, that we have taken possession with Moiser Nefesh to establish ourselves in the land that Hashem has given to Klal Yisrael, even that alone is enough for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have Rachmanis upon us. The Zchus of Torah, the Zchus of Avodah, the Zchus of Gemilas Chasodim, and just the Zchus of living in Eretz Yisrael. V'Ha'oretz Eskar. Okay. But why is there no Zechira for Yitzchak? It doesn't say the word V'Zacharti Es Bris Yitzchak. Who asked this question? Rashi. Rashi asks all the fundamental questions. Everything you ever want to know about life, everything, is all in Rashi. And Rashi says, because I don't need to remember. Ephraim Sovor Lefanov. You remember something that's not in front of you. But when the person is standing in front of you, I don't have to remember it. Rashi says, Yitzchak, his ash, the Akedah, the Zechus Akedah, that Avram was willing to sacrifice Yitzchak, and Hashem said to Avram, Al Tishach Yadcha, the Malach Al Tishach Yadcha, and Avram replaced Yitzchak with the Ayil, and the Ayil was burned on the Mizbeach, and that Ash is Savur, is piled right in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the word Zechira is not appropriate when something is in front of you. This is the Pshat, the Pshuta Shel Mikra, the Pshat. I want to share with you a Drush. And this Drush goes back to a Yisoid that we learned about a long time, not so long ago, a Yisoid, which is a very important Yisoid. And I'll go through and explain the Yisoid very quickly with a very simple question. It's Chazara. There's a halacha that on Yom Tov, if you forget to say Yale V'Yavoy, what do? So you have to repeat the whole Birchas Hamazon. Birchas Hamazon. But let's say you remember Yalev, you forgot that you said it before you begin the fourth bracha. So in the Siddur, Art Scroll Siddur, page 87, there's something called the bracha l'mi sheshachach. You can't see the words are inverted. A bracha l'mi sheshachach. If you forgot. So what's the bracha? Yalev per im shachach. Yalev yava b'yom toiv. Ooh, you forgot to say Yalev yava. Ooh. You forgot to say, okay, we got a solution for you. As long as you did not yet begin the next bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Nosan Yomim Toivim Li'amo Yisrael L'Sosoinu L'Simcha. Wow, what a beautiful bracha. You've given us days of Sosoin and Simcha. Es yoim chag hamatzoi sazeh, or yoim chag hashavua sazeh, or yoim chag hasukois, or yoim hashmini chag hatzeres sazeh. Baruch ato Hashem, mekadesh Yisrael vehazemane. Wonderful. Chazal gave us a substitute bracha l'mi sheshachach. And what is the bracha? What's the theme? He gave us festivals of sosoin v'simcha. What a beautiful bracha. That's if you forgot to say Yalev V'Yavo. Now guess what? If I'm a tzaddik and I did not forget to say Yalev V'Yavo, you go back to the Yalev V'Yavo and you read the Yalev V'Yavo, Elokeinu Elokei Avos Seinu, nowhere in the entire Yalev V'Yavo does it say Simcha. Elokeinu Elokei Avos Seinu Yalev V'Yavo V'Yagia V'Yira V'Yirotza V'Yishama V'Yipogid V'Yizocher Zichroineinu Ufiktoineinu, v'zichon avoseinu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Zochreinu, Hashem l'chein bo'le toiv, v'chein bo'le v'roch, v'chein bo'le chayim. What about some simcha? No mention. How could that be? Simcha is such a wonderful thing. How could it be that if you do the right thing, you don't get to mention simcha? But if you're negligent, and you forget to mention Simcha, then, to mention Yalev Yavo, then you're rewarded. Chayte niskar. You're rewarded. You're rewarded for your indiscretion by making a bracha l'misha shochach, and you get to say l'sasayinu l'simcha. Are you talking such a thing? Can it be such a thing that a chayte is niskar? How could that possibly be?
Rabbi Levine.
Yes.
Rabbi Levine.
Yes.
Why can't you say if a person does it the right way? He must have been already besimcha. He knew it was in his psyche to be besimcha. So therefore, he said yalla b'yavoy. But when he didn't, then he's in a weekday mode. So then you have to.
All right, I hear what you're saying. You're saying an answer. Okay, I hear your answer. I hear the answer. I want to suggest another answer. The mechilas kevaytcha. I hear your answer. It's an idea, but the words. The answer is, the ultimate simcha is that Hashem should remember us. Let me ask you another question. How could you possibly say on Shmini Atzeres, V'hoyiso ach someach, how can we be maskir neshamas? Yizkor elukim es nishmas. Yizkor is not a happy time when you think about the dead. How could you say Yizkor on Yom Tov? The answer is, we're making a very big mistake. Yizkor is the ultimate joy. When we say in the Yalla V'Yavo, Hashem, remember us. Think about us. If Hashem is thinking about us, there is no greater joy in this world. To know that we are important in Hashem's eyes, that He is thinking about us. Zichira is simcha on steroids. When we say the words, Ribbono Shel Olam, give us on this day, V'yizocher. Okay, and then there's another word, V'yipokeid is also remembrance. V'yipokeid, V'yizocher, Zichroineinu, Ufiktoineinu. V'zichroin avoseinu, v'zichroin Moshiach ben David avdecha, v'zichroin Yerushalayim yirkotshecha, v'zichroin kolamcha beis yishol lefonecha. Wow. We're so important that our existence is oile on the zikaron of Hashem. There is no greater joy in this world. If we blow it, if we mess up and the Yalla V'Yavo is not important enough for us to pay attention to, then guess what? It's a me'uvos she'eino yochol l'skoin. What can we do? No. You can make a bracha and ask Hashem to give you some simcha. You've given us Chagim uzmanim l'sosayinu l'simcha. But that's a pathetic request relative to the real simcha of knowing that Hashem is thinking about us. You know, on Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres, what, it's only a simcha for us? What about the neshamos in Gan Eden? Why are we so selfish on Shmini Atzeres? Oh, we want simcha. We give me entitlements. It's America, after all. We're entitled to everything, right? We're entitled to everything. Give us free money. We're entitled. Why don't you pick yourself up and do something for someone else? Give someone else simcha. How about give some simcha to the neshamos in Yenevelt? You know how you can give them simcha? Think about them. Yizkor Elokim es nishmas. You think about them. And tell the Ribbono Shel Olam to think about them. Give someone else simcha. You know why you say Yizkor bedafka on Yom Tov? Because Yom Tov is man simcha seinu. V'somachta b'chagecha. And when you have simcha, don't be selfish. Give someone else simcha. La ger, la yosam, v'olman, asher b'shodecha. You give simcha to my team, I'll give simcha to your team. Ata uvincha uvitecha. But there's another creature out there that needs some simcha on the Moadim. The neshamais in the Olam HaEmes. How do you give them simcha? Hashem, think about them. Wow. If someone is thinking about you, there's nothing, there's no greater simcha than that. Now, with that yisoid, this is an old yisoid. I'm telling you over here, old Torah. This is old Torah. This is not new Torah. What's the new Torah? The new Torah today, the Torah Chadasha, is the Teichecha. At the end of the Teichecha, we're asking the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem says, Vizocharti, even though I've brought upon you terrible klalos, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I love you. I'm going to give you simcha. I'm going to give Klal Yisrael simcha. How am I going to give you simcha? Vizocharti es brisi Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is Torah. When we learn Torah, what is Torah? Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Misamchei Lev. When we learn Torah and we have simcha, Hashem has simcha. Vizocharti. Hashem will remember Klal Yisrael, the zechus of Torah. Torah be'etzem is simcha. Gemilas chasadin, let's skip to Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is a goymel chesed. What is Gemilas chasadin? Gemilas chasadin is really simcha. What is Gemilas chasadin? A wedding. A yosam v'almana, to marry you off. One of the Gemilas Hashem, the Chazal said that Hashem, the Torah begins with Gemilas Chasadim. What was the Gemilas Chasadim? The Ribbono Shel Olam paid for a wedding. It was a social distance wedding, because there was no one else in the world but Adam and Chava. But yet, the Ribbono Shel Olam, he paid and he made a social distance wedding for Adam and Chava. I guess they didn't have social distancing, but everyone else, there's no one else. He was Mesameach Choson V'Chala. That's Gemilus, that's the first act of the Torah. The Torah, Chazal call that, the Torah begins with Gemilus Chasodim. It was Simchas Choson V'Chala. So you see that if you give Simcha, Hashem says, V'Zocharti, I'm going to pay you back Mida keneged mida. You give simcha, I'm going to give you. You know how I give you simcha? V'zocharti es brisi Avraham. What about Yitzchak? Now is a whole new pshat. I have to listen. We have to appreciate this. Hashem, what is Yitzchak's avoida? Yitzchak's avoida. He was a very happy person. Let's not make any mistake. He was called Yitzchak, to laugh, to rejoice. But Yitzchak is the avoida of is the koich of avoida of Yiras Haroimimus, davening Yira. The essence of Yitzchak is not Simcha. I know it's related because Yitzchak's name is Simcha. That's the result. The result is Simcha. But the essence of Yitzchak is Vayishova Yaakov bePachad Yitzchak Aviv. The mahus of Yitzchak is Yira, Yira. So when Hashem pays us back, Mida keneged Mida, it's not appropriate that Hashem should give us simcha in the zchus of Yitzchak. How does Hashem pay us back for Yitzchak? Hashem is afraid of us. No, you can't say that. That's a bad sound bite. It means Hashem has respect for us. What does the year really, what does it mean? What is the year really all about? Respect. When you go in front of the President of the United States, you're afraid. You have respect. Those two words are synonymous. When you're afraid of someone, there's a sense of the Yiras HaRoimimus brings with it respect. The Ribbono Shel Olam, when it comes to Yaakov, is Torah, Pikudei Hashem Yisrael Misamchei Lev. That's a simcha. Avram Avinu Gemilas Chassadim is simcha. The Ribbono Shalom says, V'zocharti, V'zocharti, I'm going to remember you. And when Hashem remembers, that means we're happy campers. We are happy campers because Hashem is remembering us. But when Hashem wants to give us Nida Keneged Nida for the Zuchus of Yitzchak, what was Yitzchak's Avoida? Yitzchak had respect for Hashem. It's Nida Keneged Nida, V'af es Yitzchak. It's Aforo Itzovor Lefonov. You're standing in front of me, Yitzchak. It's not, you can't, Hashem can't say the words. It's not respectful for Hashem to say the words. But in essence, the omission of the word Zechira means, I'm going to reward you by having respect for you, Klal Yisrael. You're my creation. I created you, and I respect you. Parents, you know, you have parents, have children, and they turn out well. Even if they turn out not so well. And the parent comes to the child, the parent looks at the child, and the parent has respect for their child. Why? Why does the parent have respect for the child? The child is the parent's creation. The parent invested in the child, who knows how much, time, effort, money, agmas nefesh, tears. Doesn't matter. You're my creation. You're a success. I have respect for you. It's different. When it comes to the zchus of Avram, mida keneged mida, v'zocharti. The zchus of Yitzchak, v'zocharti. Yaakov v'zocharti, because those are elements of Yaakov. Yaakov and Avram Avinu is chesed, and Torah is simcha. But Yitzchak, Hashem says, even after I've brought upon you Rachmana Litzlan, the klalois of the Toichacha, don't worry, it doesn't matter. I have respect for Klal Yisrael. I have derech eretz for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is dignified in my eyes. The word zechira is not appropriate for Yitzchak. Because the avoida of Yitzchak is yira. Yira is not simcha. These are contradictions. They're different midos. But it doesn't make a difference. In fact, it's knowing that Hashem has respect for us. It's a whole different ball game. Hashem remembers us. That's simcha. Hashem has respect for us. We're dignified. That gives us a sense of dignity. It renews our vigor to reciprocate and have fear of Hashem. When someone respects you, you respect them. When someone remembers you, you have joy. When someone respects you, you're motivated to respect that person. Likewise, reciprocate. That's why the word zechira is not mentioned over here. Okay, to wind down, I want to wind down with one vart. I want to wind down with one yisoid about this kufa we're living in. We've gone through already 8 weeks, something like that. Even more. Everyone is a little bit different communities. And this week we read the Toichacha. You know, the Toichacha is extremely frightening. If you look at the Toichacha against the backdrop of Corona, let me read you a pasuk. I read you a pasuk. Just you tell me what this pasuk means when you look at the Toichacha. Pasuk says, it says, one moment. I'm looking for the pasuk I need. Give me one moment. Here it is. V'hanishorim bochem. V'veisi moirech bilvavchem. I'm going to put in your hearts moirech. What's moirech mean? I don't know. It's a hard word to translate. Rashi, always you go to Rashi and the Targum. They are the two translators. Moirech bilvavam, pasuk lamidvav in Rashi, Rashi says here, Moirech, Pachad, fear, V'roich Levav, and the melting of the heart. Isn't that what we're going through? Fear of the future and the melting of the heart. V'hanishulim bochem v'hevesi moirech, fear, melting of the heart, rach levav. The artsois oivehem. Abbas, we're in Golis. Let's not forget we're in Golis. And it says here something very frightening. V'radaf oisam. What is going to pursue you? Who's going to chase after you? Nuclear weapons, armies, tanks, bombs, laser-guided missiles. Who's going to come to get you? The coil, the sound, ole nidof, the rattling of the wind. The wind is blowing, and one leaf on a tree rattles against another leaf. The wind is blowing. In the air, there might be bacteria. There might be a disease. When you go in the street, put on a mask. The ole nidof, the rattling of the leaf. The ole means a leaf. Nidof means it's moving. It's moving due to the wind blowing. No one's coming after you. There's no army. There are no laser-guided missiles. The Inquisition is over. No one, there are no Muslims coming with suicide belts to get you. Go to the whole history of the world. No one's here. There's no one coming. There's just some wind. There's some wind. And the leaves are rattling. But you know what happens? The Nasu people are running for cover. They're meshuga. They're running. They're hiding. As if minusas cherev. As if someone is coming with a weapon and putting a grenade with a weapon to your head and want to kill you. Vinoflu, and they fall, and you pick up your head, but v'ein roi dave. There's no one there. It's just the wind. Isn't this what we're experiencing? We're afraid of what's in the air. It's airborne. If you have a conversation with someone, you're afraid that he's going to kill you. The choshilu, ish be'achiv. One man stumbles before the other. Kimipnei cheref, as if he killed him. If a youngster goes over to a senior and talks to him, panim el panim, do you know what you just? You just murdered him. Because you're a carrier, and he's of the age where he cannot fight off this disease. So you, the choshilu, will stumble ish biyachev kim ibnei cherev, as if you stabbed him in the heart. But verodef ayin, no one's chasing him. It's unbelievable. The words of the Teichacha are mamish, leaping out of the pasuk. They're jumping off the page of the pasuk. What are the pshat is there in the pasuk? Pshutoi shel mikra. You don't have to go and come up with this convoluted interpretations. We're living in a tekufa. There's no one's coming to get us. But you got to wear a mask. Because when the wind blows and the leaves rattle, that might mean that I'm dead. Because I just inhaled who knows what. And one man can't even talk to another man because you'll kill him. Who knows? You have the antibodies, not antibodies. I know a family yesterday, all 10 of them went to get tested for antibodies. One of the kids had 46%, whatever that number means, off the charts. He gives a mamish, they should take the plasma for the whole world. And another one, nothing, zero. And the mother is going crazy. This one has zero. And he doesn't have corona, and this one has 40, and this one is a carrier. How do you even, the kids in the house, how do you deal with them in the house? Because they're so different. Who says the tests are accurate? Okay, we're going out of our minds because of the ole nidof. Now, we are running out of time. We want to go very, very quickly. There's a Baal HaTum that tells us that the last parasha of this parasha is Parashas Arochin. If you add up all the numbers in Arochin, it equals 143. Why do all the numbers of the value of a human being add to 143? It corresponds to the two Toichachos. The Toichacha of Parashas Bichukosai, there are 48 Klolos, and the Toichacha of Parashas Kisava, there are 98 Klolos. Altogether, 143. From that Baal HaTum, you learn that the two Toichachos are related. And I want to suggest, in many Mahalchim, we can't go do it out of time, is that the Toichacha in Parashas Kisavai, I want to suggest, is a Perush, is a Beyur, is Moshe Rabbeinu's Beyur explanation of the Toichacha in Parashas Bichukosai. This Pasuk here is a very frightening Pasuk. Moirech Bilvava. Now, I'm not saying, Rabbi Yisai, I'll tell you 1,000 times, no one knows why this happened, and chas v'shom do I mean anything like that. But we're learning the Toichacha, and we're learning Musar, and we're doing what we're anyway supposed to do in the best of years, in the best of years. So this has nothing to do with the Corona. It's just to focus on reading the Pshat and the Pasuk. So I'm not chas v'shom trying to apply this to our Masif. We're learning Chumash, like any other year. And the Pasuk in Kisavai is a Hezber. The Pesukim, they are coming to be Masbir, the Pesukim in Parashat Bichukosai. You have to match them up. So very quickly, the end of Parashas Kisavai, they are very powerful words, which are so painful, so painful. And especially this year, in Parashas Kisavai, and the Pasuk there says, why did this happen to you? Why? Not talking about Corona. Remember, don't say I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about the Toichacha and Kisavai. The Torah concludes, why did the Toichacha happen? You know why it happened? Tachas asher lo avadita es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha uvituv levav meroiv kol. You had it all. You had everything you can possibly want, and you didn't take advantage. Advantage to do what? Not to complain, not to be bitter, but to serve Hashem b'simcha, with joy, uvituv levav. That pasuk in Kisavai, which is the parallel to Bichukosai, is the explanation as to why the Ribbono Shel Olam has brought this klala, the hevesi moirech bilvavam. Why is your heart weak and in pain? Why is the moirech bilvavam be aritzoyz oyveim viradaf oysam kol ola nidav v'nosum v'nusas chelav v'nafel v'ein roidev? You know why? The zelum azeh, it's poshut. Asher loy avadet oes Hashem elokecha b'simcha uvituv levav. It says here, moirech bilvav, and it says there, tuv levav. You can't deny that that pasuk is the hezber to this pasuk. And Rabbi Yisai, I'm not coming to talk about Corona, but I'm just coming as a Kabbalah for the future. Only 2-3 months ago, we had everything. We had everything. The economy was booming, booming. Unemployment fell to the lowest rate in decades. We had everything going for us. Who would imagine? Who would imagine? 8 weeks later, we are where we are now. In America, 70, 80,000 people are dead. From us, Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, Shomer Torah Mitzvos, over 1,000 people, at least, just in America, at least. Parnasa, what Parnasa? Who would imagine? We have nothing. 8 weeks ago, we had everything. We're not saying any. All we have to do is learn the Pesukim of Parsha Shavua and be Mekabel, that in Yirtzah Hashem, Chazak, V'nis Chazek, when everything opens up, like Trump says, tremendous, when everything gets back to being tremendous and amazing, we're going to be Oyved Hashem b'simcha uvituv levav. May Roiv Karl, we're going to be back to business. No complaints. Nothing negative. It's going to be oyveid Hashem, ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, b'tuv levav u'mei roiv kol. That's the Kabbalah for the future. That's the only lesson. To be makabel, to await the return with the full scope of simcha. The last words of the Haftorah of Chazak, Chazak, v'nis chazek are, make sure you say the Haftorah this week. No excuses. The last words are, Rifo'eini Hashem ve'erofe. Hoshi'eini ve'ivoshea. Ki sihilo si'ota. The world needs refuah. There's a machala. We need refuah. May this pasuk be merged, synthesized with the final words of the parasha, what we say when the parasha is over, Chazak, Chazak, v'nis chazek. Have a wonderful Shabbos. All the best to all of you. Take care.
Good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.